Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Gag, Gadol, Samach, Lekatan. If there are two rooftops, a large rooftop that's right next to a small rooftop, and they're touching each other, the small rooftop is at the center, the middle of one of the sides of the larger rooftop, and the larger rooftop extends on either side of the small rooftop, on either side of that side, and it has extensions on either side. So Hagadol Mutter, the large rooftop is still permitted to carry on top of it, because with the rooftops, we look at the walls of the house as if they extend upward. It's the concept of good asik mechitzta. We see the walls as if they're going upwards. And here, the large rooftop has walls on all four sides of it, because even on the side that is touching the smaller rooftop, it has extensions on either side that extend longer than the width of the smaller roof. So it's walled in on either side, and the fact that it's opening and it's open to the smaller rooftop is only considered like a doorway. And so it's permitted to carry on the top of the larger roof, v'akatan, but the smaller roof has one of its sides that's completely open. Hakatan asar, it's going to be forbidden to carry on top of it. The Mishnah now says a similar case on ground level. Chatzar gedayla shenifritza l'ktana. If there's a large courtyard that had a pirtza, its fence was breached into a smaller courtyard. So now there's two courtyards touching each other with a breach in the fence between them. And the larger courtyard is up against the smaller courtyard with a breach in between them. But the large courtyard still has walls on all four sides of it because it has the protrusions on either side that it's wider than the width of the smaller courtyard. So Gedayla Mutaris, the larger one is permitted to carry in. Uktana Sur, the smaller one is forbidden to carry in. Mepnei Sheik Epischa Shal Gedayla, because this breach that's open up here, it's just like a Pesach, like a doorway for the larger one, whereas for the smaller courtyard, it's completely missing its entire wall. Mishnah continues, Chatzar Shenifritza L'Shus Arabim. If there's a courtyard that one of its walls is breached and now that one side is completely open to the Rishus Arabim. So the Mishnah discusses someone who carries without this wall. Hamachnis Mitecha L'Rishus HaYachid. If someone carries from the place where the wall once stood, where that breach was, where that wall once stood, carries from there into the private domain, or from the private domain into that place where the wall once stood, chayev. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's chayev, which means it's a malacha dairaisa of haitzah, and if it's done b'shegig inadvertently, it's going to be chayev a karban chatas. He looks at the space where the wall once stood as now rishus harabim, because the overflow of the rishus harabim will end up in that space. The chachamim says, the Chachamim look at that space as a karmelus, which is only asur midrabbanan to transfer from a karmelus to Rosh Hashanah or to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Chachamim say, Mitechel Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if someone carried from that area into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I mean Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mitecha, or from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that space where the wall once stood, Pater, they're exempt, meaning it's not asur midaraisa, Mipnei Shuka karmelus, because it's like a karmelus space, which is not a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah nor a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it's only Asur Midrabbanan to carry from there. Mishnah Gimel. Chatzar Shenifritza L'Rishus HaRabbim Mishtei Ruchaisa. If there was a courtyard that its wall was breached and opening up now into the Rishus HaRabbim, into the public domain, Mishtei Ruchaisa on two of its sides. So this is a corner. There was a corner that was breached and the corner has pieces from two different walls. And now there's a breach over here on two of the walls. Or similarly, a house that was breached on two of its sides, that's one of the corners, was destroyed. And these things happened on Shabbos. These breaches happened on Shabbos. A mavi, an alleyway that had a kaira, a horizontal beam that ran across the top of it, or a lechayav, it had lechi, two different vertical poles on either side of the entranceway, which permit carrying in this alleyway. If these things were removed on Shabbos, so in all these three cases, mutarim b'ase Shabbos, v'asurim la'asad lavay did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it's still permitted to carry for the remainder of that Shabbos when this damage took place. They can continue carrying in that area for that Shabbos. But Asurim Lasulavai, they're forbidden for the future, for the upcoming Shabbos. The next week, they're going to have to fix it before the next Shabbos. But for this Shabbos, since it was permitted part of Shabbos, they can continue carrying the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Yasi says, Im Mutarim Laisei Shabbos, Mutarim Lasulavai. If they would be permitted for part of the for the whole Shabbos, then they're going to have to be permitted for next Shabbos. And if they're going to be forbidden for the upcoming Shabbos, which definitely is the case here because there's no longer proper mechitzis, then asurim leisa Shabbos, it should also be forbidden for the Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi was not of the opinion that you can split it up and say just for this Shabbos it's okay since part of the Shabbos was permitted to carry. Rather, since for the future it's definitely no good, so then even for the second half of this Shabbos it's no good, and they can no longer carry in these areas on the Shabbos.